Hello and welcome everyone to the Break Free of Your Past, Rewrite Your Story online summit. I'm so excited to have Brenda Lanoff here with us today to talk to us about overcoming a heart wall. Let me give you a little background on Brenda. Brenda Lanoff's holistic practice combines Eastern and Western approaches to uncover the root cause, emotional components, which contribute to the scarcity of health, finances, unhealthy work, and personal relationships, getting at the core beliefs associated with pain, addiction, trauma, anxiety, depression, or her expertise. Brenda uses her intuitive abilities as a life coach and healer, working with a multitude of healing modalities to help people permanently release old belief systems, patterns, and behaviors which no longer serve them. Brenda has been a speaker at many events and workshops all over Canada and the U.S. So, Brenda, welcome to the summit.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so pleased to be here. I appreciate your invitation.
Absolutely. We're really excited that you're joining us. Before we get started, I just told everyone a little bit about your background. Could you tell us a little bit more about your journey to becoming a life coach and a healer?
Well, it started many years ago. I think other people might relate to this. We can be quite intuitive and maybe pick up on other people's vibrations and where we're not feeling very good about ourselves initially, and we can't figure out why. I really didn't know until a number of years ago that I am an empath. And I was picking up on people's stuff at work and at home, and I really took on their issues, thinking they were my issues, and it lowered my self-esteem. I'd gone through a lot of healing issues, health issues, and it was the final straw when I had a cardiac arrest and I passed over to the other side. And I came back. I was revived by the doctors, and I knew that I was on my journey, that I had to really step it up as a healer and as a coach and to help people. And I now realize that I needed to go through, I went through in life, all those ups and downs and the bumps and, you know, some really hard knocks in life that took me to this point where I am today, I've jumped in completely and where I'm doing the work that I'm doing. So it hasn't been an easy journey, and it hasn't been for many people, but for my story, it's been definitely some ups and downs, and it's really taken me to a place right now. I just really love where I'm at in life. And I'm in my 60s now, and it's not that telling people that you have to wait until then, but I honestly love where I'm at, and I love encouraging people and helping them get to that place, honestly, where I'm at right now, if they're not there. And to that place of really, for the most part, liking who you are and appreciating who you are and finding those, tapping into those gifts that we all have that have been suppressed throughout time and finding out what is it? What is it blocking you from moving ahead in life? So I've worked with, like you've mentioned, many different modalities. And I fine-tune it for the person that I'm working with and just help them unlock and help them learn how to work on themselves because it's all about empowerment.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love your story. That's so, you know, empowering to hear. I understand in your work you work with something that you call a heart wall. What is a heart wall? Can you tell us?
Well, this is through my teaching from Dr. Bradley Nelson, but a lot of times when we've been hurt, we can put up a wall around us. Like, for example, the energy or the emotion of heartache, that can go directly to the heart region. And it was through discovering work that every emotion carries its own frequency and vibration. So there are over 60 emotions anyways that we can actually hold in our body, unless we release it, it can create issues. So for anyone that's been divorced, been through any abuse of any kind, lost their money to the stock market, been fired, there's a multitude of reasons where you can just put up this big wall around your heart and like, nope, nobody's going to hurt me again. We put it up as a defense mechanism. And you know how our heart, we can be carrying so many issues that are maybe not even ours. So I can intuit what exactly is going on. Is that heart wall emotion, we'll call it, it's been coined by Dr. Nelson, is that heart wall emotion of abandonment, is it really your abandonment, or did you pick it up from somebody else that you've absorbed that energy? And we can do that. We can absorb energies from other people and from maybe previous times. We can inherit it. So there's a lot of beliefs and traumas that we can carry within the heart region. Now, you may have heard, but approximately 90% of our life, it's really created on a subconscious level. And we're only aware of say, approximately 10% on a conscious level. So all of these things that have happened in our lifetime, they affect us. And it's interesting because when I have people work with me and we're talking about the heart wall, I'll have them close their eyes and I'll have them tell me, what do you think yours is made out of? What is your heart wall made out of? Because when people usually know. As an example, you could say, well, is your heart wall is made out of brick, is stone, cement? And most people will come up with some vision, and it is amazing because once you start breaking down those energies and finding out exactly what it is, those unseen energies, a person feels so much lighter and so much brighter. And it just opens up that door of abundance in every way imaginable because now the wall is down.
Mm-hmm.
I had a cardiac arrest. You know, I had many things happen, but it was like, okay, Brenda, you're not listening. It was like God's going, you're not listening to me. You're going to have a cardiac arrest. You're going to survive. And it was after my own personal cardiac arrest. When I came back, I had changed forever after that. I was living in the foothills of the mountains in Canada, in the province called Alberta, and I had these animals coming to me. It was like I was being challenged after that cardiac arrest, and they were challenging my heart. I had some wild stories about animals, a bear and a moose that came down and was chasing me into my house, all these crazy things that were happening, but I was being challenged, and I knew that, and it was like, no. Okay, I need to help people really understand what this heart wall is. Because it is comprised of like 60-plus emotions that, and they again create a barrier or shield around the heart. So literally it can be a wall of energy like 12 feet in diameter.
Wow.
And our heart, they say, is the best access to our intuition. So the price for having a heart wall is really incalculable.
Absolutely. So I guess that leads to the next question. How do you overcome a heart wall?
How do you come up with one?
How do you overcome the heart
wall? Oh, overcome. Okay, so it is said that when, for example, we get an emotion of abandonment, I'll give that as an example, this energy can come into our energy field the size of a baseball or cantaloupe. And what it can do, it actually can go anywhere in the body and create issues, inflammation, congestion, confusion, all these things. So what I do is test intuitively exactly what it is. And it's just not that I can do that. I love teaching. So when somebody comes on with me, I want them to learn how to muscle test find out exactly what that is. Now, muscle testing has been around for thousands of years, and it's been used by, you know, various practitioners and doctors. So you can actually ask your subconscious, which is, again, about 90%, okay, what exactly is going on? Do I have trapped emotion or heart wall emotion of abandonment? And your body might go, yes, by muscle testing. Okay, well, when did it come in? You find out exactly what age it was when this came in. You might even find out this is actually inherited. So when you release the inherited heart wall emotion of abandonment, it's amazing what can happen. Many of my clients that I've worked with in the past have cancer. And when I work with them, because I'm also a medical intuitive, and when you check what emotions are there and release them, honestly, it can even change your pH level. I've seen it happen many times because you're getting rid of those lower acidic vibrations. So again, when you're clearing a heart wall, it can transform and change so many aspects of your life. You're getting rid of those fears of not having your health, fears of not having a healthy relationship, fears of not getting ahead in life, fears of just feeling stuck and you don't know how to get beyond that. It's a major one that people really, really gain benefits when they learn what they are, and I work with them, and anybody can learn how to do this, and I'll work with people, teach them how to muscle test. Together we're releasing. So what we do is that we release the energy. So again, the energy comes into a size of, say, a baseball or orange, approximately, and what we're going to be doing is accessing that energy and together working and releasing it. So we're going to be working over the meridian. So I'll have you work over your governing meridian. And one way of doing that is by the person you're working with, they actually take a magnet. Now, magnet is one of the oldest properties of, you know, of material in the of the earth. So by taking a magnet and place it in between the eyebrow area up over the governing meridian, so you work up over in between the eyebrow area, over top of the forehead, over top to the crown of the head, down to the neck, and bring around the front again. So you do this several times. Honestly, you can feel this energy just releasing. And then you can test, has that trapped emotion or heart wall emotion abandonment, has it been released? And you get a yes and a no. So everybody has the capability to muscle test. There's different ways of testing. And I have that within my my ebook on my website. But there's lots of information out there on the on YouTube, too. There's tons of information of how to self-test. So, and, you know, it's fun. It's an interesting process. It's fun. It's not this heavy duty, oh, I've got to work on myself and find all this stuff. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. And it's almost, when you start doing this work, you get kind of hooked. It becomes almost addictive because your mind is opening up to all the possibilities of, wow, there's just so much that's there that you can tap into and that you can start working on yourself. So the whole intent is self-empowerment, is that when I came out of that cardiac arrest, it was like, I need to teach this. I need to get people excited about their own inner power. Find out what that passion is and tap into this unforeseen energy that's sitting there in the body and find out exactly what it is, when did it come in, what's it all about, and then we go through a process and release that energy.
So it works with both physical and mental pain.
Absolutely. I do a monthly call-in radio show, and people call in on the spot, and I work with them on the spot. So, for example, a person might have a pain in the neck, and they think it's because of the way that they sat at their desk, maybe due to the ergonomics at the desk, or really it could be very much emotional. In fact, a lot of the pain that we have in our body is related to emotions. So it's pretty amazing what comes up. I mean, you can test at so many levels. And as to post-traumatic offensive energies, saboteur energies, there's all these different levels that has been set up within the system, body code system that I work with. But the heart wall is definitely a part of that, and it's a really important piece for people to get at and to learn to do on for themselves. So they're not always having to go to a practitioner. You know, we want to be able to do as much as we can on our own. It's about owning our own power. And because we're tired, I think people are tired of, they're not having, you know, the power is so many levels sort of taken away from us at a government level, at so many institutions, and, you know, people are feeling pretty powerless in so many ways. They feel they don't have the power, the control as to the environment, the air they breathe, the food they eat. Like, there are just so many things going on. It's really important that we can take control as much as possible, and everybody can do this as long as you're willing and open to do the work. Then you're good to go. If you're shut down and you're saying, no, I don't know how this could work, it sounds kind of crazy to me, well, then it's not going to work for you. Mm-hmm. But it does work like prayer. It's very cool. So, yeah, very, very, very similar. I work with clients across the world on Skype. It's amazing. And it's just amazing what you can do.
Yeah, and I love how you talk about it, people feel like they've lost power. And, yeah, I totally feel that as well. And I'm interested in some of these other modalities that you work with for emotional blockages. Can you tell us a bit about
that? I do. You know, I work with long-distance Reiki and emotional freedom technique. Many people probably have heard about that. I'm a UN practitioner. I'm a medical intuitivist trained in the United States. You know, there's just so many of them. And really, at the end of the day, you're most likely incorporating. When you've been doing work like this for many, many years, you end up incorporating it. And in bringing in information that many times you're not even aware that you have. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's lots of different labels of different modalities. You know, there's hundreds, if more, different types of modalities out there. The one that I really, really enjoy working with, and it all comes back down to the heart wall, is the abundance. And it's helping you move from really that scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset. And that is working with this process called Ho'oponopono. And that really is a concept that, you know, came from the Hawaiian culture. So what I like to do, you know, is to get into the Ho'oponopono where we're saying, you know, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. Very, very powerful words. And that goes right to the heart. So when you're really getting into that space of knowing that we create our reality, it's in us, then it's time to let go of I'm sorry. Just say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And giving gratitude towards your health. Maybe you don't feel like your health, and give gratitude towards your health no matter what. Gratitude towards God. Gratitude for the money that's providing you with the food, the shelter, and just a lot of love. And we've heard this from different speakers and teachers, like, you have to forgive and you have to say you love you, but it's true. And until we can do that, then it's hard to get out of that, you know, scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset. So I love doing that. And that's all, again, working with the energies that are coming in. So like the heart wall, where you can check for a heart wall emotion of abandonment, I also check for other, like if there's imbalance, for example, of positive vibrations and some negative vibrations and beliefs that you're taking on that are causing a blockage to, you know, contributing to that heart wall. So, for example, another example of how to work with a heart wall is there a heart wall emotion, you know, that's blocking you from being in that, you know, attracting the money in your life, you know, mm-hmm. attracting that right job. You know, is there something that's blocking you from carrying a, you know, holding on to the shame or embarrassment, how you feel about your issues, if it's financial or health, whatever it is. We can all tap into that subconscious, again, which is about 90%, and find out exactly what's going on. There's a lot of blocks and a lot of beliefs and a lot of traumas that we have been carrying, and it could be not just from the time that we've had on Earth. It could be our parents' parents, what they're carrying and what they're holding on to that can create issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Claire, I've seen people when they just don't know. For example, I was working with somebody the other day from New Zealand, and she was saying, well, I just don't, she wasn't feeling connected. And that was after I actually intuited the information that she wasn't feeling appreciated. That was, it was appreciated. And what it wasn't even hers. She actually, it was her mother's. And together we released that energy. And that was held within her heart region. And she felt this energy moving through. Now, sometimes you will, sometimes you won't. But if you're, you know, in tune with your body, a lot of times people will, they'll notice some warmth as the energy is releasing from your body. So, and it was like, great. And it, once you start releasing those heart wall emotions that are blocking us to the abundance of in any way, shape, or form, it just opens up doors and gets us through those scary times where you're feeling so disempowered. So it's almost something, honestly, that we need to do, you know, daily. We need, and sometimes it's hard to do that. You just think, oh, how can I possibly do that? I've got all these things to do and accomplish in one day. But even like a few minutes of really stepping into it and learning the process of working on yourself, it will keep you more in alignment, keep you more grounded for all the crazy things that are happening, you know, around us, mm-hmm. elections or, you know, all these crazy things. And we got to be as grounded as possible because it affects us physically.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want our cortisol levels to go up. We want to keep them down as much as possible because when the cortisol levels go up, that's when you can have more apt to have health issues. So by combining, releasing, and clearing that heart wall, and then once it's cleared, it's not like, okay, you're good to go. You have to be proactive with it like you would be as taking care of your teeth. You know, it's just not, okay, that's done, it's cleared, there's nothing there, now I can just go on. It's like, no, this is a proactive approach, just like with your health, with anything else, getting your vegetables and, you know, getting your sleep, et cetera. You have to be proactive with it and enjoy it. This isn't, like I was mentioning before, it's not that this is a bad thing to do. It's enjoyable, and it makes you feel better. And then you can start working with other people and get on a radio show like I have with you today, you know. Just start working with other people. Start working with your kids. Start working with your husband if he'll let you, or with your wife if she'll let you, or your aunt or uncle if they're open to it. Like there's a lot of cool things that we can do. And I love teaching. So, you know, anybody that's interested, I'm saying, well, you know, I'll offer you for your guests an opportunity to sit in with me for 20 minutes and we'll go through some things that are bothering you and see where you can gain benefit.
That's a great offer. I hope everyone picks you up on that. Yeah, I know you touched briefly on what happens after you release this part wall. So what does happen?
I've seen many things happen. Once your heart wall's released, I've seen where relationships start improving. The thing is that when we have a wall around us, you're not going to be attracting the right things in your life because you're not sending out the right vibration because it's blocked. So when that wall comes down, you're just shining brighter, so that, you know, opportunity of meeting the right person or being attracted to the right situation is more apt to come to you. If you've got a wall up, well, who, you know, you're not going to be attracting the right people in your life. You're just not. So the benefit of getting rid of that heart wall is just never ending.
Yeah, I love that. I love the examples that you give, and you know, all the results that you're saying. That's kind of amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if you have any others that you want to share with our listeners.
Well, you know, I really think that for people to just knowing that we all have the God-given right to be empowered is just not for the token few that you might see, the gurus and, they can do it, but I can't. We all can. It's a choice. And once you start learning how to clear out some of that heart wall emotions, this emotional blockages and beliefs, once you start really getting empowered with that, there's really no turning back.
Mm-hmm.
Like you will not go back. It's almost like a guarantee. You know, it's like getting the right pair of shoes. When you purchase a really comfortable pair of shoes, why would you go back to the older pair of shoes that hurt? Like you won't. So there's no loss in this regard. So what I'm saying is, you know what, step into it and learn how to work with me. And I'm giving an opportunity for 20 minutes with Ashley, a long time. It may not sound like it, but it actually is. And it's a value of $70. Canadian, so for anybody in the U.S., that's even a better deal. And where I'm going to be doing a goal alignment evaluation, just checking where you're at. It's called like a mode evaluation. And then I'm going to see where you're at intuitively. And a really great way to work, because I do this all the time every day, is on Skype. We can do phone. Skype is great because we can see one another. It's personal. If you don't have it, you can have somebody help you get it on. And you can work with me. And what I do is I love to open up my Skype file, because I can open up a file and you can see me working. So it's like I'm teaching and you're learning as to all the possibilities, and we're doing the work together and releasing. So I work with you. And if you're interested in learning how to muscle test, within my one-to-one sessions I do that. And all that information is on my website. And I'll just give it to you now. But it's whisperingenergetic.ca. So remember, it's a CA because it's Canada. So whisperingenergetic.ca. And to get the 20-minute complimentary abundance evaluation, we can look at anything you want. Value $70, just email me, because this is a special that I'm getting for you only for this show. I don't have it on my website. So email me, and you can email me at my email address of Lainoff Brenda. So spelled LAINOFBRENDA, the number 4, the number 9, at gmail.com.
Great. I hope lots of people contact you. It's a fabulous offer. I understand you have a meditation you're also offering.
Yes. Yeah, so when you sign up for when you opt in on my website, which again is whisperingenergetic.ca, you're going to have access immediately for 3 meditations.
Wonderful.
So you'll have access to that, and also I do a monthly newsletter, and that's where you find out where you'll be receiving the newsletter, I should say, as to when I'll be doing a call-in show. So I give a time, and then you just check as to your specific time zone. You call in, and I do work for free. So you get to call in, and I try to give, depending who gets through, about 10 minutes per person. So it could, again, be that pain in the neck, or it could be, that they feel they do have a heart wall and we can start working with that. So there's lots of free information and opportunity to start working. And again, of course, for your show, Claire, I'm going to give you this $70 Canadian. I always have to mention that because our dollar is down, Canadian. And you get 20 minutes and you can get lots done.
That's fantastic. Well, Brenda, you've given us so much great information today, and lots of free stuff. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, you're welcome. I love it. I love sharing my work, and people just be ready to jump in, letting go of that depression. You don't have to hold on to it no matter what's happening around you. There's the communities out there. There's so many communities and groups that you can tap into and get supported. So knowing that there's lots of support out there, you're not alone.
On that final note, I want to thank you again for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for the opportunity. I really do appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.